This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hunt. They said he went out of bounds inside the one. It's up for the third time in this game. Washington gets a stop inside their own five.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Everybody keeps wanting to say, I didn't want anything to do with Carson. Because the young man doesn't deserve to have that all the time.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Chargers head coach Brandon Staley. Still to come, writer and comedian Sarah Tiana. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Can confirm, sources say. And the Rich Eisen Show, hour number three, live on the Roku channel 210. We say hello to everybody watching us on every Roku device, because the Roku channel is free on all Roku devices. We say hello to everybody watching on Samsung Smart TVs or Amazon Fire TV. If you're watching us on the Roku app, we appreciate that. We're also free there. It's free to get the Roku app, and the Roku channel is free on it. The RokuChannel.com is a way you can stream us for free on the old internet tubes on your laptop and all desktop computers. We say hello to anybody who's maybe missed the first 2 hours of this program.
Where you been?
Missed up Brandon Staley, the Los Angeles Chargers head coach, or missed hour number one with Ian Rappaport giving us the latest on what is going on in the National Football League, injury fronts and quarterback controversy fronts. If you missed it, there's our YouTube page for some of it, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. For all of it, we're re-airing at the end of this hour right away on the Roku channel 210, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're pleased to have a frequently mentioned individual, but never guested. Frequently mentioned, never guested. Very few people
called
are
in
this.
Called in.
But never guested in person. But that's changing right now.
Yeah, man.
Joining us on the Rich Eisen Show is somebody who we adore, and I'm going to stop talking about as if she's not sitting to my right. You can check out NFL Pile-On on Prime Video. We talked about it with Tarrant Killam last week. And also the person who is riling up CBS Sports Inside College Football, the comedian and writer and producer, Sarah Tiana. Good to
see
you.
Hello. Good to see you. Yes. Thank you for having me. This is so crazy. I mean, I feel like I've been here a lot, but I've never sat here.
You have, and you've been here with Cage Brockman before.
Yes, yes.
You've corralled young children here on this program.
You want to tell them what happened this morning?
What happened?
We love Cage.
What happened?
Oh, that he peed his pants on the way to school.
Chris or Cage?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I feel like when I had Cage, I immediately now had two male children that I had to watch and feed and clothe and
keep alive.
Keep from falling down.
Yes.
This morning, he peed his pants right while he was looking me in the eye. And then he goes, I said, what's up? And he's like, I'm peeing my pants.
He flat out let you know.
Yeah, he said, I'm doing it. I'm like, why'd you do that? I had to pee.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So it will not be weird if I do the same thing, making eye contact with you in this position for the rest of this interview and conversation.
I'm so used to it at this point that nothing really shocks me anymore between the two of them.
Well, you know what? It's interesting for those who are listening. Sarah, you are rocking a wonderful Braves pennant sweater.
Thank you.
And that's not like a hockey term or anything. It literally is a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I've known Chris way longer than prior to you and Chris being together. Never really heard him talk about Braves baseball. Never heard him talk about Georgia football. Never even heard him go higher register about, hey, the Falcons can really sneak up on you. Mm-hmm. Never heard any of that. Mm-hmm. And now I hear a lot about it.
Yeah.
Now I hear a lot about it.
Well, like
Georgia was his fallback position for Syracuse, right?
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah, well, they win.
Okay.
He says we a lot.
Was it a process? Was it right away? Did you have him at hello on those things or what?
No, I mean, I didn't have him at hello from the jump. I mean, I saw him at the Comedy Store on the patio, mm-hmm. and I was like, that's my boyfriend. And it took me like 6 months to convince him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about the meeting.
Your old booker, Chris Burns, used to run the manager.
Okay.
Yeah, so brought him. And then he would just text me like, how's it going? And I'd be like, it's great. And he'd be like, good. I'm like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And then I just completely lost interest.
This is the worst conversationalist ever.
You?
Her.
What are you talking about?
Give me a second. Hey, how's it going? Great. How are you?
No.
Let's have a conversation.
If you want to ask me out, ask me out. Don't just text me random questions. I'm not going to banter with you over text messages. It's not how you get to know somebody.
Good Lord. I had no idea what a miracle child Cage Brockman really is.
Then he texted me on Valentine's Day because I was tweeting about the Grammys, and so was he. And apparently he followed me on Twitter, and I did not follow him.
Uh-oh.
And he was like,
oh, boy.
Do you want to just go to Dave and Buster's and like quit watching the Grammys? And I had
show.
To scroll back through to figure out who it was that was texting me. And then I realized it was him, and I was like, no, I'm already home and in bed, but if you want to go out tomorrow, we can.
Thinking, David Buster's?
Yeah. Thinking,
really?
That was
your
our first date.
Move?
That was her.
He
knew I liked
that
it.
She liked David
Buster's. He knew I liked it. So
wow.
I was like, I made sure I had a show at 8 so that I had an out.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being really fun. And I said, I know
you're
taking me out the day after Valentine's Day.
I don't remember anything.
Right.
and then she was like, by the way, my birthday's tomorrow. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So if we played What's More Likely back then.
This would not have been
the winner.
Would not have been likely. Yeah. Not have been likely.
Unlikely.
No, he's.
Wow. Hey, what a courtship.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
If you know anything about Christopher, you know he's not a planner. He doesn't think ahead about anything.
That.
Yes.
I know
Cage,
that.
So. Cage was disappearing like the McFlys in that picture.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, like, if we had the same conversation about Suze and I, the photographs of our children in the Polaroid would be fading as well, fading fast.
Yeah.
But the good thing is you are here, and again, congrats on your gig with Inside College Football on CBS. Sports.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And then, of course, the NFL Pylon show that Taryn Killam does out of NFL Network.
Yes.
And you are as integrally involved in all of that stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I get to co-host that, and it's really fun to kind of combine your love of two things.
Right.
Just comedy and sports.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. It's terrific. So, you know, here's what we're going to do.
What?
On this program. You know, because you're one of the rare guests where you just we did this with Stone Street, actually, in this point
last week.
We just hang out and do our regular stuff. Let's do that for the moment. Chris Brockman, you did plan for this, right? You did plan
I did.
For this.
I did it last night.
The rarity
while
of
I was
planning
home
for
alone
it.
With our child.
Let's do the What's More Likely, our Friday staple with Sarah Tiana hanging out with us. And you will chime in appropriately
okay.
and accordingly. Okay, here we go. Roll it with our terrific production value.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Thank you very much. Let's go. Go for it, Chris Brockman.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
This is not a text exchange like back in the day.
Got it.
Okay. Is that a callback?
Yes,
is that
a callback? It's a good callback.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, big game in Ohio, Rich, this weekend. Patriots Browns.
Yes.
Huge game. I think we're going to see a lot of running of the football this week. Nick Chubb, your NFL leader in rushing yards, and Ramondre Stevenson had a huge week last week. Who has more rushing yards, Nick Chubb or Ramondre Stevenson? Ramondre had 161 last week. Nick Chubb's high for the year is 141 in week one.
I'll go with Ramondre. I'll go with Ramondre Stevenson. I'll do it. What do you think? You look at me like I'm crazy?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be.
Is that a Georgia Bulldog situation?
No, I think.
Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
You looked at me like I'm crazy.
Hey, after Gurley, you had to become a chubby girl. That was the whole, that was how it worked.
Hey, now.
So I'm still a huge Nick Chubb fan, but I actually think it's going to be more of a passing game because I think Zappy is the future.
Oh, I love it. Way to mix it up, Sarah Tiana.
Stop it.
Here's why I'm going with my thing.
Okay.
And this is the line that Brian Billick, when he was on this program multiple times, hates the most. It's that what will Bill Belichick, he always takes away the one thing you love the most. And he always would be like, no other coach decides to do that. Only Belichick is the one who takes away your most prized weapon. I think he's going to figure out how to stop this run. And he's going to say, I know Jacoby Brissett, let's have him try to beat me with Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones. And knowing it's going to be a pass happy game because it's Zappy happy.
Yeah.
Is basically what you're saying.
Zappy
you
happy.
I love it.
I do love Zappy.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go down to Miami, Rich. A team that's not top 10 worthy in your mind. And then a team that is, even though they have a worse record. Receiver to haul in 100 yards and a touchdown, Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill?
I'll go Justin Jefferson. What about you?
Yeah, I take Justin Jefferson all the way.
Tyreek was in a walking boot this week.
And who's throwing to him? That's always the question.
Walking boot is fashion now. Nike made some walking boot
Jordans. Yeah, and he's in a walking boot limping around ping pong table shopping. That's not a good idea. I'll take Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. I'm going to cross my fingers it is Justin Jefferson because I have him and Kirk Cousins on my fantasy team.
Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah.
That's the handcuff you have together?
I have them together, yeah, which is double points. And it's been working. It worked out 3 out of the 5 weeks so far.
Kirk Cousins' points in your league are worth 2?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting league. No crazier league than this guy's league, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had to leave the house for that nonsense.
I always leave the house. Yeah. Yeah. I chose to leave the house.
It's because you're a smart, smart person.
Thank you. Yeah.
What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay. I didn't realize we were doing this with Sarah here, so this works out. 2-3 home dog to pull off an upset. Falcons or Seahawks?
You want to take this one?
Well, I mean, I think I always take the Falcons.
But that's just fandom. Like, you got to put your real thinking cap on. But I wouldn't. Remove your fandom from the equation.
No, but the Falcons are 5-0 this year against the spread. So we play our games a lot closer. And obviously, like, Seattle just lost a running back, and we've been great against the pass, even though we just traded Deion Jones. So, like, I definitely take the Falcons at home. I think we play better at home, too.
All right. I'll just, for the you-know-whats, and get, I just think the 49ers have turned into the proverbial team that you don't want to face from last year. I think they're back. So I think that that's going to be a very difficult
equation for you. But the 49ers always lose games they're supposed to win, and they win games they're supposed to lose.
Well, last week was one of them, don't you think? They were supposed to lose that one last week. I guess it was just so bad with Matt Rhule and Baker Mayfield. Look, I like Geno Cook.
They're supposed to win this week against the Falcons, which is why they'll lose.
Geno's a home dog?
Geno, home dog.
Really?
Field goal.
They keep on disrespecting Geno Smith. Let him just keep on winning Players of the Month awards, and then we'll just have him try to focus. All right. I'll take Seattle in that one. I think Seattle does go 3-3. I'm probably going to take Seattle in the game day morning
pool.
Absolutely. Tune in Sunday. What else you got, Chris?
The Goats have kind of struggled so far this year throwing the football, so Goat quarterback to throw more TD passes, Rodgers or Brady. Brady only has one game this year with multiple TDs. Rodgers has thrown 2 4 weeks in a row.
What do you think, Sarah?
Let's see. Well, like,
you got Brady's in Pittsburgh, and Rodgers.
But Brady has an injury to his finger. I think it's the ring finger. I'm not sure, but he does have an injury.
Did you really just go?
Yeah.
That was very subtle. Okay.
Thank you.
I see what you did.
Oh, wow.
So I would technically say Rodgers. Just because Brady has an injury.
And I will go Tom Brady.
Yes.
Because Aaron Rodgers is going to be looking up, and he's going to be seeing Sauce Gardner.
No. Yep.
Sauce. He's going to see Sauce on Lazard, and he's going to look at Romeo Doubs, and Doubs is going to not be in the wrong spot, and he's going to hand it off, and there's Quinnen Williams in his backfield, and be like, what the hell is happening here? And I will say the Jets are happening.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I will say. R-E-L-A-X? No. J-E-T-S.
All right, let's move on.
Yes!
Let's move on. AFC North team to get a road win. Bengals or Ravens?
Oh, I'll go Bengals. Joe Burrow's not going back to the Superdome and losing that game. Really? He's going to go back in that spot? Mr. LSU Tiger?
Tough place to play,
Come
man.
On now. I
tough
know
place
it's
to
a tough
when they're
place
not
to play.
Cheering for
it's
you.
It's early. It's an early game, noon kickoff, so the folks there won't have to, not a lot of swing oil. Come on now.
Have you been to New Orleans?
I know. You're gonna go Ravens in New Jersey? They're taking on the Giants.
I mean,
the Wake Martindale revenge game.
I just feel like the Giants are a real team. Like, they are very good. And I think their defense is what keeps them in the game.
Yes.
So I would take I think the Giants would beat the Ravens. So I'm going with Joe Burrow.
We're locked
back
up. There
Joe
we go. Burrow. Joe Burrow. I mean, that's where you want to point to the ring finger. He's pointing the ring finger around those parts.
All right,
Come on. We
got another thrilling AFC South battle. Jaguars-Colts could be 9-6.
Sell it, Chris.
How about what's more likely? Trevor Lawrence gets his third career 300-yard passing game, or Jonathan Taylor back this week goes off 150 and a touchdown?
Oh, man.
I don't remember. How good are the Jaguars against the rush? I can't remember.
They're pretty stout. They're better than not.
They played a real craptastic game last week.
I mean, that's one of those, again, your what's more likely is where I think neither are likely. That's the issue. Sometimes you go so off the charts here.
I just wanted to talk about this game.
I know you want to talk about this game. And this is a rematch of the shutout that occurred in week two, turning right around here. I'll go Jonathan Taylor. I'll say that's more likely here.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. I would take Jonathan Taylor.
Right. I'm playing against Christian Kirk this week.
What else?
All right, let's hit the two big games. Biggest, something's got to give. Okay? Something's got to give.
By the way, for the radio audience, Chris went air quote.
You know, that's the thing. Is when you're going to match up, you're like, hey, something's...
Does he air quote at home?
Oh, yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, sure.
Big air quote guy.
Okay.
The Bills' second half defense, you know they've only given up 7 points in the second half this year. Or Kelsey's TD barrage. He has 4 straight games against the Bills with a touchdown.
I will go, can I say both? Bills have given only 7 second half points.
And you can't say both, TJ.
All right.
And this is Kelsey scoring a touchdown in the second half?
No, this is just Kelsey against the Bills. He scored 4 games in a row. So what gives? Does Kelsey get shut out?
I'll say Kelsey gets shut out.
Or do the Bills finally give up second half points?
I'm just, as long as I'm pissing off Chiefs Nation with my Raiders pick.
Stay consistent.
I think the Chiefs are a second half team, so I would say that the Bills end up giving up points in the second half because the Chiefs are stronger in the second half.
How about that the Bills will give up more second half points than normal and Kelsey won't go off? How about that?
Again, just straddling the fence. All right, last one.
Steve Mariucci and
last one. More combined yards. Zeke and Pollard on the ground. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith in the air.
A.J. and Devontae in the air.
Yeah, for sure. A.J. and Devontae.
I think this is an Eagles game, guys.
Yeah.
I think, yes.
Yeah. The Eagles are no joke.
I think the Eagles are no joke. And I think that Cooper Rush has not seen a defense like this. And I think they're going to stop the rush on the way to the pass. And it's going to be a potentially long night. And the Cowboys will wind up saying, well, how's Dak's hand?
Jalen Hurts hasn't seen a defense like this. That's what I'm seeing.
What is more likely?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles have the advantage because they have Jordan Davis.
And well, don't forget N'Kobe, right?
Yeah, N'Kobe's there. Yeah, I don't think he starts, but he plays very well when he's in there.
Okay.
He plays very well when he's in there.
She's going Georgia Bulldog on us. Is that your what's more likely?
That's
right
it. What's more likely?
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, Christopher.
Do you refer to him as Christopher as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, isn't that nice? Does anyone else refer to you as Christopher?
Just my mom.
Our
little cousins.
Oh, I'd say, yeah.
Christopher.
Okay.
They love Christopher.
Christopher.
Very good. Very good. Josh Naylor just limped his way to first base in the middle of all that. One man on top 4, still 2-0 Yanks. Beautiful October day in New York City.
Is anybody at the game?
What do you mean? Is there anybody at the game? What are you talking about?
It's the middle of the afternoon.
I know that. So what?
People in New York don't work regular hours. Oh. They can go to this game.
City never sleeps, Chris.
It's a city that never sleeps.
I'm just saying, the premium seats are usually empty.
What do you mean? Oh, my God.
This guy
watches Stanton's home run. He's like, would that have been a home run in any of the...
It wouldn't have been a home run in any other park.
He loves the whole idea. Is it the short porch in Yankee Stadium? Would it have been a home ball? And as if Wade Boggs doesn't have a Cooperstown...
Judge should have had 80 home runs.
As if Wade Boggs doesn't have a Cooperstown plaque because he flicked his wrist and doubled and tripled his way to the Hall of Fame.
The 3,000th home run was for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Look at the wrist.
I mean, it's a really fun joke. As a joke writer, the short porch is really great for jokes.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Well, okay. I'm going to look up the
You know
stats
what? But here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. Well, I want to know who some sports comedy combinations that you think would work that we need to maybe mine ourselves a little bit more.
I have a story for you.
Fantastic. Oh. That's what's called a tease. TJ Jefferson's fantasy advice. Is the pulpit ready? I mean,
yes, my brother.
Okay. That's still a song.
Brother Jefferson is here.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Sarah Tiana is here to take us to the weekend on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Terrestrial Radio Network on the Rich Eisen Show, you can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. Prime Video's NFL Pylon starring Taron Killam and Sarah Tiano, who's also the CBS Sports Inside College Football, what do we call it, stirrer-upper?
You know? I'm just roasting the picks they get wrong.
Okay, which is many, many.
Which is a lot.
All right, before we get it to the college football world, what's your story that you wanted to tell?
So you guys always talk about how it's so embarrassing that Chris told Nomar Garciaparra that they had the same birthday.
Oh, come on!
On there, because he really freezes up when he meets celebrities.
I can attest to that.
This... I will say that I think a better situation is, and an even worse one.
Okay.
We were at...
I will say this is pretty bad.
This is way before we had a baby. We went to the L.A. County Fair, and we see Keyshawn Johnson at the fair, and he's buying an ear of corn. And he goes, oh, my God, that's Keyshawn Johnson. And I go, well, you should go say hi. I'm sure he watches Rich's show or knows who you are. And so he's like, no, I can't. I'm like, just go say something. Go say hi. And so he goes up to Keyshawn and goes, hey, Keyshawn, corn, huh?
No, that didn't happen.
No.
That did not
and
happen.
And walked away that.
That did not happen. Your opening statement was corn, huh?
That's all he said to him. Hey, Keyshawn, corn,
like,
huh?
And then I had it in my head like, oh, God, this is terrible. And I just laughed.
This is the worst interaction. Here's what we need to do.
We now.
This is really bad.
We now need to get Keyshawn on the program.
There's no way he's gonna remember that.
I don't know, Chris. I meet a lot of people.
I was just like, corn.
Okay,
huh?
Hold on a second. I don't profess
that he was buying corn at the fair.
I do not profess to know as many people or meet as many people or have as many people come up to me as, say, a professional athlete.
Yes, okay. Sure.
All right, one famous enough in this town in particular, Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so I don't profess to know any of that, okay? But my question for you is, you wouldn't remember, because I would, if somebody came up to me while buying corn, and all they said to me was, corn, huh?
Hey, Keyshawn.
I remember that.
Corn, huh?
I still remember being in Vegas once, and I was getting pizza at the Luxor, and someone was like, "Yo, love you on Dan Patrick's show, bro."
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Chris, I've gotten, as you know, I've gotten Love You. I think people thought I was Bob Lee. I've gotten Bob Lee. I've gotten Dan Patrick.
Matthew Berry?
Never. Never
gotten Matthew Berry.
Ever.
But he's got
actually,
Rich Eisen.
Been Matthew Berry who once thought I was Bob Lee. No, Matt, I know.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
It was like, that's all that came out. It was
corn,
like, corn,
huh?
And then I was like, dude, this is bad. Leave. And it was like the Homer Simpson GIF where I just backed into the
Here's what I think we should do. And you know enough people in this town to make this happen.
Sure.
And you also have the comedy chops to make it work.
Okay.
I think what we should do, and again, this may be difficult because I know that you have a family unit and you've got a child together. And, you know, Chris not being home more than he's already maybe out is a problem. But I think we should have Chris stationed in some supermarket here in Los Angeles. Let's put it on the west side of Los Angeles where we think there are enough celebrities who go. And it's Chris, sort of like a candid camera, walking up to celebrities in the produce aisle, and all he says to them is whatever they're holding, huh?
Yes.
You know, okay, broccoli, huh?
Larry David, broccoli, huh?
Broccoli, huh?
Rutabaga, huh? And that's it. And see what their reactions are.
It's
Chris accosting celebrities in unsuspected moments of clutching vegetables.
Right. Well, as we know, he is not good at pickup lines. So
can we sell that?
Yes, I think.
If we can sell that.
Yes.
All right. Sarah Tiana here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so Inside College Football on CBS. I know how much you are a diehard fan of Georgia Bulldog football and just college football in general. Is this inevitable, Georgia versus Alabama, or what? I mean, you're on the home of SEC football pretty much right now, and Alabama's taking on Tennessee, and you'll be prior to that game this weekend. So
I honestly think this year that Texas is the team to beat. I think Texas
Longhorns.
Quinn Ewers, I think, is the future. Even though I know Arch Manning is coming there, I think Quinn Ewers is the most fun quarterback to watch in college football right now.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I think Georgia is so great defensively that they keep our guys in all those games. And I definitely think Alabama, and I was talking to Chris about this a couple weeks ago, just about how it's very hard for me to look at Bryce Young as a Heisman winner when he can be taken out of the game and another quarterback comes in and they still win.
Right.
To me, you're not a huge difference maker if it's plug and play. I think your coach is the difference maker. So that's just like my own two pieces. But
so you think Texas, hold on a second before you continue on.
Yeah.
You think Texas will continue on, win the Big 12, and make the college football playoffs and be a problem for somebody?
Be a big problem. I think they are a big problem. Really big problem. I think they have all the pieces together, and I think you could see that Quinn Ewers is the difference maker, because when he's not playing for them, when he's out these last few weeks, they struggled so much more offensively. He came in and was lights out against Oklahoma. Like it was night and day.
Right.
And so I think it's what also could you know, create a little bit of quarterback controversy with Arch coming there next year.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So it's like, where could Quinn go after this if he doesn't want to stay in Texas?
Maybe he'll go back to Ohio State after CJ Stroud gets drafted.
Right.
Because the State Buckeye fan base already feels they own him because he sat in the meeting room all last year.
He could come to USC. You know, like he could come anywhere. Like there's so many incredible places that this kid is going, but I think one of them is for sure the NFL. I think he is so much fun to watch. So I hope they do a really great job this year. Obviously, I want Georgia to win it all. I always want us to win it all. But it's very nice to see new teams with new talent coming up.
So how nervous were you in that Mizzou game?
Oh, I've...
Were you in Vegas? He told you in Vegas. Because I reached out to him saying, hey, how's she doing right now? He's like, she's not home. She's in Vegas.
Yeah, but
so
I was still watching.
Yeah, still
I was still
in a sports bar somewhere? Is that what you're doing?
I was watching it in my room because I was writing
up
stuff for the other games in my room. Yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Talk about multitasking.
I try.
Yeah, I'm sure you took a little bit of a break because that was... So you had the SEC Network in your hotel room in Las Vegas, Nevada?
I was watching it on my computer.
Then
I was watching other games on regular TVs
so what
in
are you
my
doing?
Room.
Like, so you're watching games and coming up with like gags, jokes, material? Just
I know what the other guys have picked, so I'm trying to watch those games to like find any details, and then I'm researching games that I don't have access to, so I'm just reading all the articles and tweets about those games to see like what is happening. And so it's like And then I have just kind of stock lines that I'll keep in the in the background.
So who's the college coach? Is Nick Saban funny? Can you make fun of him? Like, is he?
I make fun of all of them, and whether CBS puts them out there or not.
So who's the one that you think is the most ripe for comedy then?
Oh, I think Sarkeesian is the most ripe for comedy.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, for obvious reasons, but also like he's wearing these funny jackets, and he's played it like he's coached for a lot of colleges, so there's always those jokes about like how he's still coaching for the other team because he's helping them win, you know, stuff like that.
Is Harbaugh funny?
Harbaugh? No.
He's not.
No, he's not funny. No.
Because, I mean, at this point in time, it's just, just making fun of him.
Sure.
I mean, the khakis, how many more khaki jokes can we make? Like, I think it's already run its course.
Yeah, I think there's just he's just also, like, not that dynamic. Like, his personality, it's like, And sometimes it could veer into political, so I don't want to go in that direction. So, and also you don't want to kick a team when they're already down, I don't want to do to Michigan. They're already struggling enough. They're such a tough.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're a fifth ranked team that lost a spot because suddenly somebody thought Clemson was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think Dabo is ripe for comedy, especially with the NIL stuff. Lincoln Riley's always fun to make fun of because of money and LA and like anytime you can find those kinds of topics.
Yes.
Jimbo and Nick Saban had a whole beef in the off season, and
that was amazing.
It's nothing that Jimbo likes more than beef. So, stuff
there
like that.
You go. Hey.
What's beef?
Yes. It can be fun.
I like it. I just think the funniest thing Dabo does is run down the hill and how does he not eat it?
Yeah. He's going so fast
running down that hill. I mean, all he's got to do is just catch a cleat wrong or whatever the hell he's wearing. It's over.
Yeah.
And then you've got material forever.
Mm-hmm. Got material.
Material for days.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guys on the show?
Oh, Adam Zucker and all the... Oh, yeah. They're pretty fun. I mean, I started off pretty light.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to overwhelm them or make them hate me right away. So I've slowly worked my way. And every week I get a little bit meaner or harsher, but then I try to make jokes about myself to kind of balance it out.
Just to say that you can make fun of yourself.
Yeah,
Zucker is what the vision that I thought I would look like when I was on my bar mitzvah day. On my bar mitzvah day, I'm like, what can I look like when I grow up? That's who it just didn't work.
Well, I always told Chris, he was I always thought he was one of the hottest sportscasters in the country. And so the fact that I'm now on a show with him is...
You've got a crush on Adam Zucker?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From A to Z, come on. He's the whole alphabet.
B all the way to Y in between. Chris, are we fine with this?
Well, he's a fellow Orangeman, so.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I know.
Good Lord.
But
that's the different type of matchup zone, bro, we're talking about here. Come on. You're fine? You're good? We're good?
I don't feel threatened.
Understand who's watching on their Roku channels in separate rooms right now. I'm just all over the callback machine right now.
I know, you're doing great.
I'm trying to not look at the baseball game too.
Yeah.
Am I doing well? How am I doing not looking at the baseball game?
You're doing pretty good.
You're
doing better than I would be.
Well, I mean, in the middle of
the conversation, bases loaded.
Yeah.
Miles Straw, who Yankee fans despise because he was going back and forth, and rightfully so, with the fans back in May. And he, with bases loaded, hits one so damn hard that Cortez jumped up, grabbed it, landed right on his ass, and threw him out somehow with throwing a five hopper from his behind. And I didn't break stride.
You're doing great.
Thank you very
much. No, I remember Chris and I were at Tiffany Haddish's birthday party, right? And then Billy Crystal was there, and Giancarlo Stanton comes up.
Yep.
And then was it you that said it?
Yeah, I said something to Billy. I was like,
corn, huh?
Yeah, I was
all that, Rich Dean.
No, I was like, I was like, Stanton. I was like, you can't love a guy like Stanton on your team, right?
He goes, careful. Don't out him.
No. And then Billy goes, I'm surprised he didn't pull a hamstring at the buffet line.
Oh, wow.
And then Chris goes, he's striking out with all the ladies, too. Yeah.
Billy and I were riffing on it.
Is that right? Yeah. And then he ignored you completely from there on out, or what?
Oh, yeah.
We had some heavy hitters at our table.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we had a lot of people to talk to.
Before you, he was my plus one. You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
I handed him
he's
off
still
to
your
you.
Plus one.
No, he's not. Not yeah. like you. You're like, we're at Tiffany Haddish's birthday party. No,
I'm trying to make him like a more like global all around. You know, when I met him, he had never even traveled. He didn't have a passport, and I didn't even know how to handle that as a human being.
TJ's giggling over there.
Yeah. Like, why do I need a passport? I don't want to go anywhere. I'm not a big travel guy. That's what he said. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean you're not a travel guy just because you've never tried it? I treat him and my dad very similar, where it's like I have to trick them into trying new things. So with my dad, like, he never ate hummus, and one day I was like, do you want some bean dip? Well, I like bean dip, you know. So then
that's not me either.
But I treat them very similarly.
Well, the passport, I like complained about the price or something.
Well, once I filled out the whole thing for him, and then at the end he said $110. I was like, that's for 10 years. Oh, wow. It's $11 a year.
He's the cheapest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the coat. Yeah. The cheapest of all time. He's the coat.
One of the first moments in the history of our show.
That, Rich, wait, you can't just Scott slip up.
I know. I'm trying coat. Not to beat up on Chris.
Oh, why? Yeah. It's fun.
Cheapest of all time. LL's going to make a song about that.
Yeah.
I'm the coat.
Very good.
The cheapest of all time.
Nah. I'm quick sometimes.
All right, let's take a phone call, then we'll go to break, and then we've got your fantasy advice coming up.
Yes,
okay, and then Chris Brockman's gambling advice. That's coming up. Gabe in El Paso, Texas. Let's get it. Gabe's been hanging on for a long time. Let's make sure we get Gabe heard. What's up, sir?
Hey, Rich. What's going on, boss?
What's going on?
Pretty good. Hey, Sarah, Chris, TJ Brockman, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Good, hi.
And say hello to...
What am
say
I,
hello
pay to, no mind list?
don't forget MDT. Don't forget Mike Del Tufo.
Del Tufo, what's up?
I wasn't used to seeing him here on a Friday.
That's right.
Well.
That's right, I'm here.
Hey, Rich, real quick, before I wanted to get what I wanted to talk to you about, my mom says that she loves you on NFL game day morning and that you have a sexy voice.
Oh! Hello.
Watch out now.
Susie, watch out.
Well, say thank you. I'll be back on game day morning on Sunday.
Say hi to your mother for me.
And I was going to say that, but I'm trying to be respectful.
Well, I figured I'd take the
bullet. What's on your mind, Gabe?
I want to call an audible here. I wanted to talk about the Jets and the Packers, but I know you're on cloud nine, and I'm going to need a shot of slam a cup of ayahuasca.
Oh, okay. So are you concerned about your Packers this way? Are you going all Jair Alexander on me that you're concerned about losing to the Jets? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I'm on the fence about that. I mean, like, of course, I mean, we're at home. I mean, I do have confidence that we do have the edge, but it's kind of after our debacle against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So,
look, man, like I told you, I'm not worried about this team. I think this team wins the NFC North when it's all said and done. You know, that's what I think. Okay. Don't worry about it. Hang in there, brother.
Oh, and by the way, Sarah,
yes.
You have fans in El Paso, so if you do tour, we look forward to see you if you do book a trip there.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. And Gabe, say hi to your mom for me.
Yeah, Gabe, say hi to your mom for me,
really
too.
I went lower register on that one.
Rich, he said,
"Oh, stop it."
He
stop
said
it.
Sarah had fans there, and she should book. And you were like, "I would love to."
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was talking to Sarah.
Oh, jeez.
Rich is very nervous.
I'm not
because
paying attention.
The game is on right
I'm
here.
Not paying attention.
Now it's time.
What just happened? What just happened?
Home run. Rosario went yard.
See you. Really?
Yeah, yeah, home run in all parks, Chris. It was a hell of a blast.
Home run in all parks.
Straight away
there's
center.
Some weird stuff going on with Cam Akers, so that's what I'm reading.
What
right
do you
now
mean? What's happening with Cam Akers?
He's out. Now on the game.
Why?
And
what happened?
Sean McVay said the team is working through the situation, out with personal reasons.
Oh, no.
Declined to say whether he thinks Akers will be a part of the team in the future.
Oh, my goodness.
Working through some things.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if it...
I don't know. Who knows about
speculating any of that?
Yeah.
But crazy.
I mean, because I thought the way that he was playing before he blew out his Achilles,
oh my gosh,
and then he came back last year and how he looked coming back from his Achilles, that this year would be a big year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this would be a big year for him.
So it makes more sense that it could be something personal going on that maybe is a little, I mean, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? But he doesn't know if he'll be back with the team.
That is a big statement.
Yep.
Wow. All right, well, we'll take a break. He's not part of your fantasy, is he?
He was.
Was he really?
Vigorously rewriting.
He was.
We're gonna adjust on the fly.
Do you need Sarah's punch up ability? Because we have a professional.
I can always use her punch up ability. Absolutely.
I know. We've got a lead pipe wielding professional on that front here. All right. So it's a 2-2 game, top five in the Bronx, and the Indians are acting like they just won the World Series, and it's pissing me off. And they're called the Guardians. That's how out of my mind I am right now.
No, they just got a runner on.
All right, we're focused. We're focused, and we're going to break. And we'll be back on the Roku channel with Chris Brockman's gambling advice, TJ's fantasy advice, and taking you to the weekend.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Oh, yes. Mercedes-Benz. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You are unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing and be your own boss and steer your own success and blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set to help you follow your own passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they'll take you. And with 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, and thousands of ways to customize, a Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now is the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. CBS Sports Inside College Football. Sarah Tiana is here at big games this weekend, Alabama and Tennessee, just to name one of them. TJ's Penn State Nittany Lions visiting my Michigan Wolverines. Mm-hmm. An NFL pylon on Prime Video with you, Sarah Tiana, and Taryn Killam. That's on every Wednesday.
Yes.
Prior to Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
Are you allowed to make fun of Thursday Night Football?
Oh, yeah.
Significantly.
Well, this week we went the opposite way. We called the Broncos-Colts game the greatest game we've ever seen. And why? Because it made way for so many great athletes to shine, like Colts punter. Mm-hmm. Hack and you know.
I understand. So that's the way you went.
That's the way we went.
I can't wait to see the Commanders Bears breakdown this upcoming Wednesday.
Well,
can't wait for that.
Me neither.
I think what you should do is you should make some sort of a reference that one touchdown is similar to watching Bezos' rocket take off. Just throwing it. Okay, very good. TJ Jefferson, are you ready for dispensing of fantasy advice?
Oh, yes, we are.
Hit it, please.
The fantasy gospel according to Brother Jefferson.
I feel good because I know there's a God somewhere.
Okay, very good.
Oh, yes, you know, I love fantasy football. I do. And if loving fantasy football is wrong, I don't want to be right. But you see, I want to lead you down the path of fantasy glory, brothers and sisters. So all I ask is that you listen to the hymnal of Brother Jefferson. Yes, indeed. All right, now, you know, I'd like to start you off with who's not him. These are the guys who will not, and I repeat, will not lead you down the road of fantasy glory, all right? And we're talking about Jerry Jeudy of the Broncos, wide receiver. You know, the Chargers rank number one against number two wide receivers this year. Jerry Jeudy's in number two. Starting quarter slot back Brian Callahan, he's done a great job of locking down the inside. So Russell Wilson not playing that great. I'm thinking Sutton might get the looks. I'm saying stay away from Jerry Jeudy this week. J.K. Dobbins, another one. He wasn't using their two-minute offense last week. Kenyon Drake played 100% of the two-minute drill. Plus, your boy Gus Edwards, Chris, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
I say you got to J.K. Dobbins, brothers and sisters, he is not him. let him slide this week. And then Kyle Pitts. I don't even think I need to say anything about Brother
Pitts.
When
has he been him?
I thought maybe this could
fantasy.
Be, looking at the schedule, this could be a shootout. This won't be a shootout. No offense, Sarah, but your brother Kyle Pitts, he's got to stay on the bench.
He's not in your
head. Is he even healthy to play this week? Because he didn't play last week.
There you go. Hallelujah.
I think he is. But
oh, yeah.
Saying, hallelujah.
All right, now, brothers and sisters, these players, yes, I say these players are going to lead you down the path of glory. They're going to lead you to the land of milk and honey. Yes. All right, Ramondre Stevenson. Right. You guys know how I feel about Ramondre, right? Week one last year in the preseason, Rich, you know this. I picked Ramondre out of the special teams,
yes.
And I said, that guy's got
so
something.
Good. The Book of Ramondre, you have been reading from it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Eisen. Yes, sir.
He's
you know,
so good.
And here's a little weird stat, right? The Browns are the 32nd run defense in this league.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And they also rank 31st in tackling. And Ramondre, Brother Stevenson, he leads the NFL with 50 broken tackles. So he will run buck wild this week against Brownie the Elf. Yes, Tyler Boyd. I just got a feeling that this Saints-Bengals game is going to be a shootout.
Ooh.
Joe Burrow's going to think he's back at LSU. He might throw 7 touchdowns. He probably won't. But I think Tyler Boyd is in line for a huge game. And, you know, I like to pick something that a lot of guys aren't talking about. And that's someone or something is Brother Alex Pierce,
yes.
Wide receiver of the
yeah.
Colts.
Yes.
His participation increased 75% in week 5. He led his team in targets. I think his snaps are going to increase because I don't know what's going on with Paris Campbell. And brothers and sisters, on the road to riches and diamond rings, real players, they do real things. And that is the gospel, the fantasy gospel, according to Brother Jefferson. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let us play. Let us play.
Brother Jefferson, can you damn the home plate umpire in the Bronx to
whoa.
Hell? Is whoa. That possible?
Whoa.
Can
you, Brother Eisen, you know, I don't want to. I don't want
to.
I don't want to damn a man to temptation.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Evil.
I didn't know Aaron Judge's shins were the bottom of the strike zone. I had no idea.
Well, he's a very tall guy.
I need to breathe. I need to breathe.
Yeah.
I need to breathe.
Sorry.
All right. Let's get the let's cleanse the palate. NBC News Emeritus Tom Brokaw introducing Chris Brockman's gambling advice once again. Hit it, please.
Here's Chris Brockman with sneaky good games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
All right, sir, what do you got over
hey,
there?
Hey, guys. All right, Rich, we're over 500.
Yeah.
Oh.
3-1 last week, 9-8-1 overall. Let's keep the good times rolling. I'm looking at 2 totals and 2 dogs. Jackson and Indianapolis. Jacksonville, Indianapolis. I mean, this could be 9-6. I'm taking under 42. This game could be under 22, and I would take the under. Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh also going under 45.5 there. I honestly don't know how Pittsburgh scores any points in this game. We saw what they did last week against Buffalo. And I'm going with 2 dogs. Patriots on the road. They are going to run wild all over Cleveland, as TJ just told you. They're going to win the game outright. And Kansas City against Buffalo. You're telling me I can get Patrick Mahomes
and points
getting
at
some
home.
Points at home? Yeah, I'm going to take that. Give me the Chiefs, +2.5.
Okay, very good.
You don't think Pittsburgh with George Pickens? Pickett and Pickens are like...
The Pickett to Pickens team. I know.
He's going to have any time.
What do you mean?
He's not going to have any time. I was listening to a podcast earlier today. They think Pickens is not the answer. They think Pittsburgh might draft a quarterback next year.
Who, Pickett?
You mean Pickett or Pickens
Pickett.
Is our,
which,
the Georgia
which
wide receiver.
Which podcast are you listening to? It says such
I was
a thing.
Listening to the one of them on the Ringer. Ringer
that's
NFL
your problem.
People. They know their.
They know their stuff, huh?
I'm just saying
that the Steelers are going to already one start in.
Mm-hmm.
They're already abandoning Kenny Pickett.
Has he looked good to you?
Never say never, but
first
never.
Of all, the speed of the game is like the
like
hardest
Bailey
thing
Zappy.
To learn.
Apparently, my new starting quarterback,
Zappy,
according to TJ,
Zappy magic,
Zappy
fever, catch it. Everybody, check out NFL Pylon on Prime Video Wednesday night and CBS Sports Inside College Football with Sarah Tiana.
Sarah,
all right,
thanks,
we made
Sarah.
It. We made Sarah. It. Well done. Thanks for coming on, Sarah.
Thank you for
Let's
having
do this
me.
More often, more often. Great Friday fun stuff. We'll be back to wrap things up on Roku in a moment. For everyone else, let's chat Monday. That's an invitation.
There you go.